David Anderson on the telephone, who's going to tell us a little bit about a performance going on at Space 360. David, are you there?
Oh, thank you for having me on the show.
A pleasure. Tell us a little bit about this play, Finding Fathers.
Yeah, it started with two members of our improv ensemble, Eddie Allen and Rob Roy, met a couple of years around this, probably 4 years ago now. They both had come out here from working in commercials and television and film out on the West Coast. And they met here, became part of our ensemble, and they discovered some similarities that they have. One is that they became fathers quite late in life, and the other was that they lost their fathers very early in their lives. And these recognitions of each other's commonalities, I guess, help them to understand how they could become fathers in a way that they weren't able to understand because they didn't have an example of a father for themselves. So that they were in the sort of frontier of their own lives without knowing exactly what they were doing. And they were helping each other by, you know, sort of going into this unknown together. And so I suggested that we had somehow came upon the idea that they should write a play about it. So they wrote this play. They've been working on it for about 9 months. We would meet every month and have intensive weekends. And then and we finished the play about a month ago, but we weren't happy with it. So we threw it out and wrote another one, or they wrote another one. And that new one is completely new direction for them, but it's to explore the similar questions. And that's the one that we're going to open or start previews on Friday.
I see. Ellen Thurston is here with me. Ellen, do you have any questions?
Hi, David. So this is the second incarnation of the play?
It is. It's a completely different play, which is interesting. We sought the counsel of a couple of playwrights, and they advised us to look for a little more conflict in the story that we had. And so we went back to the script that we'd been working on for so long and just realized it just wasn't what we were looking for, especially what they were looking for, because it's been sort of their personal journey as well as their artistic journey. And so they started over, really from scratch. Almost there's hardly anything of the first play in it. And it's interesting because they did this like about 4 weeks before we were set to preview, so they've been really busy learning lines and also completely reconceiving the play. Different setting, different trajectory, different events. So it's interesting that the process of their coming, are you still there?
Yes, we're still here.
I had a sound that sounded like I lost you. So it's interesting that their process actually brought them to a place where their questions had kind of changed as well. So that's been kind of an exciting picture to work with, is that as they've grown in their questions, so has also the play that they were writing.
Now, is this a full-length play, a one-act play?
It's a two-act play. It's a full play. Yeah, it's about, probably with an intermission, about an hour and 50 minutes, almost 2 hours, hour and 45 maybe.
And it's at Space 360? At 360
yeah.
Warren Street. Is 360 Warren kind of your permanent home at the moment?
It is during the warm season. I mean, in the summer we're at PS21.
Right.
You come out there.
Well, this sounds really interesting, and it's playing for a number of weekends, I gather.
4 weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 2 shows on Saturday.
This is what you would call a drama, as opposed to, say, a comedy, I guess?
I would call it probably a black comedy. It was surprising when we took this. I'm shy to tell you more about it, just because if I give you the setup, I would be giving away something that doesn't get learned until about 15 minutes into the play. But they basically set out into a forest together on a mission that they have, a very specific thing that they set out to do, and what they meet along the way is both the comedy and the drama. So it does go to some very dramatic places, but it's definitely a comedy. And these two are two master improv artists as well. So their funny bone is really a prominent bone in their bodies.
But when they improvise a script this way, they're sort of doing scenes and then kind of writing it down later. Is that how it works?
A little bit. We have some of it. They actually start off. I would set them sort of writing assignments when we were starting off with a sort of basic idea, and then we started bringing that writing in. And then when some writings we'd pick, we had so much writing to choose from that to draw the play from. But then sometimes I would set up situations and say, okay, now improvise this and see where we go, and then we would take notes or record it. Sometimes we would record their work and then transcribe that and then refine it. And then, so a lot of it was improvised, a lot of it was written, and then from, you start a conversation between all of it and try to find the line of the play as it reveals itself slowly. And then we sort of shape it around that.
How long did it take to go through this process?
About 10 months.
That's a luxurious way to write, seems to me, to have all that time.
Well, 10 months for the first bit, and then, 1 month for the second.
I see.
It's pretty intense this last month for them. And even last night, we cut some bits of the play and added new little lines, so it's constantly refining itself. And the thing about this, we were having a preview on Friday, but as I said to them last night after rehearsal, we could probably be changing this play as we go, and about, what is its voice? How does it want to speak? How can we clarify what it has to say?
So it's, do you think it's set now, the way it's going to be written in stone?
Oh, no, I think it's set for this weekend, and after we'll review it again and go back. Even last night we did a scene. I finally understood something that was coming through the play that I hadn't really heard so clearly before. And then we sort of reshaped that part of the play with that understanding. And I think this could continue. And that's the great thing about an artistic process of live theater, is that you do have that that option, I suppose, to keep creating it, to keep understanding it.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic working with them that way. And they're so, it's so funny because, we'll do a scene and we'll stop and listen to how it worked and then say, but it needs something here, or did you hear this? And it's almost like we're on a trail together. We don't quite know where it's leading or what it has to say, but we're sort of finding out what it has to say as we go. But it's quite astonishing, I must say. I mean, they've done all the writing, and what they've come up with, I think, continually surprises them. I could really feel that they have there's something in their chemistry together that not only all our audience who come to the improv, they love the two of them because they have an amazing rapport on stage and in life as well. And that is certainly inspiring this process.
I suppose it must be quite different to be directing a play that's being improvised as you go as opposed to a script. Is that true?
Yeah. Now that they're sort of settling into the text that they want to say, it is somewhat different. Certainly than improv. I mean, what we all love about the improv, of course, is that you're without a net and, finding, creating as you go, but I know them more in that context, and I know them to have lines that are set for them. So that is going to be interesting for them.
Do you think they'll write more plays this way in the future?
I don't know. I hope they do. They certainly have something.
Well, it sounds really interesting.
Is there anything else you'd like to let people know before we sign off?
I'm looking at the set right now. The set is done by Wendy Frost, and she's basically brought a forest, a mini small forest, into the Space 360. Aaron, you've been here, so you know what the space looks like.
And
from one corner of it, you can hardly recognize the same space.
David, while we've got you on the phone, can I ask you one other question, too? This is Tom Rowe. Is a Christmas Carol happening this year?
It is. 21st to the 24th.
Of December, I'm guessing, right?
Well.
And that's going to be at Space 360 as well, too?
Will be, mm-hmm.
So that's an annual holiday tradition here in Columbia County, the Walking the Dog Christmas Carol.
Thank you very much, David. And break a leg.
I hope to see you here.
Thank you, David.